Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja offering in 1935 was a poem to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, his divine grace. O my Master, the angelic angel, give us this thy light, light up thy candle. Struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope, his divine grace. Misled we are, all going astray, save us, Lord, our fervent pray. Wonder thy ways to turn our face, adore thy feet, your divine grace. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen soul, paying most heavy the illusions toll. Darkness around, all untraced, the only hope, his divine grace. Message of service thou hast brought, a healthful life as Chaitanya wrought, unknown to all, it's full of grace, that's your gift, your divine grace. Absolute ascension thou hast proved, impersonal calamity thou hast removed. This gives us a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right, you have the mace. Save me, I've fallen, your divine grace. The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress. Miracle done, your divine grace. So that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, especially like the sixth verse, summed up his preaching against the Mayavadis. Absolute ascension thou hast proved, impersonal calamity thou hast removed. This gives us a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. Prabhupada wrote, November 1971, it is a basic principle that one must accept a bona fide spiritual master in order to achieve the highest perfection of life, love of God. I thank all of you very much for accepting me as your spiritual master, and I promise that I will take you back home, back to Godhead. I ask you all to promise me to always chant at least 16 rounds, follow the regular principles, read our books, and try to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So far my qualifications are concerned, I am simply trying to carry out the order of my Guru Maharaj. So Visakha Devi said, the meaning of Vyasa Puja is to simply try with love and devotion to carry out the order of Srila Prabhupada and this day and forevermore. My simple prayer is that Lord Krishna bless me to be an enthusiastic member of Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan party. Srila Prabhupada's pure loving service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired the Lord to reveal himself in the most powerful and enchanting way. We can all participate in that unique revelation by enthusiastically assisting Srila Prabhupada in his unique service to the Lord. Sincere service to Srila Prabhupada in his Sankirtan activities quickly and easily elevates us beyond the predictable misery of selfishness. Service to Srila Prabhupada is the best way to water the root of our existence and thus achieve eternal peace and happiness. Let us try to put his pleasure above our own, for only thus will we be happy in this world and the next. Srila Prabhupada's pleasure is sublime and selfless. He seeks the eternal happiness of living beings. Trusting in his mercy and that of Lord Krishna, let us rededicate ourselves to his mission, which is identical with that of Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, from one who aspires to serve him, Hridayananda Das Goswami. My offering My dear spiritual father, Srila Prabhupada, please accept my prostrate respectful obeisances, all glories to your divine grace. It is your divine grace's causeless mercy that you have lifted me up from the ocean of birth and death engage me in Lord Shri Krishna's devotional service. It is your causeless mercy that you left the comfortable spiritual environment of Vrindavan and took so many risks to carry out the order of your spiritual master and spread Krishna consciousness to the Western world. If it weren't for your mercy, where would we be now? Who would have given us Krishna consciousness? We are eternally indebted to your divine grace. On your sacred Vyas Puja Day, remember all the things we are indebted to you for and want to reconfirm our commitment to serving your divine grace's lotus feet. We don't have any other purpose in life. Remember the song of Vasudeva Ghosh Thakur in which he sings that if Lord Chaitanya hadn't come to give Radha Krishna Prema and the Sankirtan movement, then what would have happened? Who would have done it? In the same way, we are feeling that if it weren't for your causeless mercy, we wouldn't have gotten the holy names of Lord Shri Krishna, which are such living transcendental nectar. We wouldn't have gotten the sacred Gayatri mantras, which give us such inspiration. And we wouldn't have learned about devotional service and be able to serve the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. If it weren't for your causeless mercy, we wouldn't have been able to reside in Sridham Mayapur and Navadip Dham and serve the Dham and its pilgrims. If it weren't for your causeless mercy, we wouldn't have been able to read such transcendent literary works as Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. If it weren't for your coming to the West, we wouldn't have known about deity worship or gotten the shelter of serving Panchi Panchatattva, Shri Shri Radha Madhava and their Ashtashakis, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Shri Shri Prahlad Narsingadev, and so many other wonderful deities in ISKCON. If it weren't for your sacrifices, we wouldn't have gotten the inspiration to preach Krishna consciousness following in your divine footsteps, rather than simply practicing in seclusion. If it weren't for your causeless mercy, we wouldn't have learned about and then been connected to the Guru Parampara. It goes on and on. Your divine grace has given us so much that we cannot even fully describe how much causeless mercy you have given. I have only touched the tip of the iceberg. Srila Prabhupada, please accept my obeisances again and again at your lotus feet. ISKCON and its devotees are constantly dependent on your causeless mercy, protection, and guidance. The GBC is trying to fulfill your desires and is taking up new initiatives. We need your mercy for these efforts to expand the Sankirtan movement and care for the devotees. You have instructed us that we can demonstrate how much we love you by how well we cooperate. I pray for your blessings to always cooperate with the devotees and fulfill your desires in this regard. We have many challenges facing us, and only by your divine grace's mercy can we overcome them. So I take this opportunity to reaffirm my commitment to serving your divine grace's lotus feet, your humble and insignificant spiritual son, Jayapataka Swami. Nupanihati, written by Sikhi Mahiti Das. Dear Srila Prabhupada, on this 111th anniversary of your appearance, we are meditating on how we have manifested this place of pilgrimage, how you have manifested this place of pilgrimage, Nupanihati Dham, in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.13.10, Bhavadvidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantastena Gadavrita. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. You further clarify in your purport to this verse. So by their actions, the pure devotees of the Lord can render any place into a place of pilgrimage, and the holy places are worth the name only on their account. Such pure devotees are able to rectify the polluted atmosphere of any place.
unquote.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 20.57, you describe that since an advanced devotee carries Lord Vishnu within his heart, he is a moving temple and a moving Vishnu. In the beginning of my devotional service, my realization about your naming the temples in the West after various holy places in India was nil. It seemed like an arbitrary act. Now that I have been serving your divine grace for some time, I can see how it is possible that each of these places is a manifestation of the Leela of its namesake in India. Anyone who serves in one of these places for a number of years will experience this realization by your grace. You gave one of the shortest arrival lectures ever when you visited Nupanihati Dham in 1975. You were sitting on the newly made Vyasasana, drinking in the nectarian beauty of their lordship, Shishi Gornitai, the 3-foot-tall brass deities that preside over our temple and who stand in a loving, dancing pose. You said that Lord Krishna demands that we first surrender, then He will give us love of Godhead. But then you come in and how these two lords, Shishi Gauranitai, don't demand anything. Full of transcendental emotion, unable to speak because of a voice choked with love, you ended the address with, "So take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy," unquote, and left the temple room. I have been serving at your Nupanihati Dham since 1994. It is by the mercy of this holy place that I and many other devotees have been able to save ourselves from the clutches of Maya. This salvation has been possible by the extra mercy of this holy place. Panihati is a city where Lord Nityananda manifested His mercy on Raghunath Das Goswami. Lord Nityananda punished him by ordering him to feed chipped rice and yogurt to the assembled devotees. Lord Nityananda is so merciful that when Lord Chaitanya rejected His first servant Kala Krishna Das for being allured by gypsies, Lord Nityananda personally took charge of the servant and got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to allow Krishna Das to be engaged in further service. The pastime of Jagai and Madai is another example of Lord Nityananda's mercy. Therefore, it is evident that Lord Nityananda takes special care of those who are the most fallen. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for establishing this holy place of mercy where the most fallen devotees may revive their devotional service. We have been annually celebrating the chipped rice or Darichira pastime of Lord Nityananda for many years now here in Nupanihati Dham. The festival is well attended by devotees from all over the southeastern USA. We pray for your mercy that we can expand this festival citywide so that non-devotees may take advantage of Lord Nityananda's mercy as well. We are trying to maintain the deity worship, some preaching and little book distribution. We pray that you give us the strength to restore the preaching and deity worship to the levels they had reached when you were present in 1975. Your direct disciples are getting older and looking toward moving on to other services, and your grand disciples, more youthful and with increasing experience, are taking up more responsibilities in the temple. Please give them extra blessings to push on your movement in the Atlanta area. Maya and Kali are always ready to attack, and we are sometimes bewildered by their tricks. Please continue to strengthen us as we continue to fulfill your order to spread Krishna consciousness in the Atlanta area. On this Vyasa Puja Day, we thank you for that which we can never repay, engagement in your Nitya Leela of pure devotional service. Please bless us with the spiritual strength to transform ourselves and the entire city of Atlanta into a holy place of pilgrimage. Your servants in Nupanihati Dham, Atlanta, Georgia, USA, written by Sikhi Mahiti Das. Want to hear a new Raman Reti? Srila Prabhupada, here in Alachua we are filling up a big room in the house you have built in which the whole world can live. And how grateful we are to your divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, we are watching the ISKCON family happily grow around the worship of their Lordship Sri Sri Radha, Shyama Sundar and Gaur Nitai. How thankful we are to your divine grace. You have blessed us with the most sublime transcendental truth and satisfying eternal engagement of bhakti, loving devotional service to the Lord. How indebted we are to your divine grace. To repay this debt is our life's quest, and this year we would like to serve you better. We have emphasized that we should always try to increase. So we will try our best to expand all our projects here in New Raman Reti. In doing so, the struggles will be our enjoyment, the endeavors will be our strength, and the failures will be our learning. Please accept this small payment. We have seen that what we took to be a picture of Radha and Krishna admiring themselves in a mirror, so pleased at what they see. However, we have been told that it is not a mirror they are looking at, but a picture of you, Srila Prabhupada, and that they are expressing the unlimited pleasure you have given them. We are amazed when we reflect on your exceptional service, your selflessness and compassion. The sacrifice of your own peaceful devotional samadhi in Vrindavan and your patience and tolerance with our immaturity. We pray to imbibe your example so we can push ourselves forward to try to please you as you have pleased Radha and Krishna. You are a hard act to follow, but we promise to stay committed in our tiny attempt. Thank you for another year of being able to take refuge in your divine house of ISKCON, your servants of New Raman Reti, Alachua, Florida, USA. Are you in here? Paraguay? The Vida Radha wrote a poem called Vandanam Prabhupada Kripashtaka. Trapped within samsara's all-consuming blazing fire, we had no hope of rescue till your guru's strong desire inspired and empowered you to boldly cross the sea and teach the truths of bhakti so some souls would be set free. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your lotus, soothing lotus feet I bow. Patiently you taught us how to chant the holy name, how to dance and how to sing, and what was life's true aim. And thus you gave us Lord Chaitanya's teachings unalloyed, and saved us from the all-devouring Mayavadi void. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. When Krishna Bhakti spread and you had centers here and there, you introduced the worship of the deities so fair. And soon throughout the world, their lordship smiled upon your crew and nourished strong devotion to themselves and unto you, to themselves, the deities, and unto you. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Prasadam was your special weapon. No one could resist. Once the Sunday feast had started, no one could desist. Halva, sweet rice, crisp pakura, sabjis, puris, rice. With these and other preps, you did our tongues and hearts entice. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your lotus feet, I bow. The books you showered upon the masses and on us taught scripture, sacred essence, pure bhakti, and nectar us. And while you wrote, you relished Sri Sri Radha Krishna's name and form and pastimes qualities and everlasting fame. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. While managing your ISKCON with the whole world as your stage, meeting, preaching, traveling like a man of half your age, you serve their lordship, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, in your heart arranging for their pastimes in Vrindavan's secret part. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure. Now, unto your lotus, your soothing lotus feet, I bow. The Guru is good as God, you said, and some were shocked, but you had simply quoted scripture you did not concoct. And sure enough, for those who worship you as they would God, the path of bhakti opens wide and joyfully is trod. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. If you bestow your mercy, then Sri Krishna gives his two. But if your mercy is lacking, then there's nothing we can do. So every day we should reflect upon your life sublime and vow to serve you always with our body, words, and mind. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. I pray this humble hymn in honor of the blessed day that you appear among us, your great mercy to display, may find some favor both with you and with your devotees who hover around your lovely lotus feet like maddened bees. O Prabhupada, I pray that you bestow your mercy now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Kavita Prabhu. He's the editor of the Vyas Vishwavita. Are they here yet? Over there? Okay, wherever you like. So here the main Vyas Puja program is in the late afternoon. But that's when everybody, I think, is planning to come. I wanted to... remember Srila Prabhupada, he was... when they arrived from Japan in 1970... Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj told us that they had observed the Vyasa Puja in Japan when Prabhupada went there to meet Dai Nippon. And after the Vyasa Puja, they had forgotten to do a Pushpanjali. Apparently, they weren't so much expert at that time in Vyasa Pujas. So then Prabhupada said, the whole Vyasa Puja is null and void, you have to do it again the next day. Because you didn't do, you were there. That maybe today we can do one at noon and one now and then one at also in the afternoon. Double. Normally, because today is a working day, I guess so everybody, that's what they have in the evening and more people can come. Like in Mayapur, no days are working days. We're out in the sticks, we're out in the spiritual abode. So it's not like people commute from there, like in the Calcutta or something. So we always do it in the morning and have the different God brothers speak and the grand disciples speak. They arrange here that I'm supposed to meet with the yoga students at 11. Or maybe you can. Huh? When will be the RT? You should do it at the same time. Usually you make a double offering. You put an offering to Prabhupada, the same, and the same to the deities. And then after then some of them some one offers to Prabhupada and offers here. Then afterwards, you do the Pushpanjali, then you do simultaneously the Arti. Yeah. Usually how it works. So you have to move the prasadam before the pushpanja, otherwise all the... Like in Mayapur, we offer 2,000 preparations. In my VS puja, they just offer 1,000, so it's like... Really, but for Prabhupada, it's 2,000. So it takes up like more or less almost the whole temple room of this size. I mean, there it's just in front of Prabhupada, so maybe like half, because we have a lot of, because there was, they certify different grihastas houses, brahminical grihastas, that they can cook for the deities. So if you have a certified kitchen in Mayapur, there may be like, I don't know, 50 or 100 kitchens that are certified. So everybody prepares and brings in clay pots. And so then they offer to Krishna and to Prabhupada. So many different preparations. Some prepare Italian, some prepare Indian, mainly Indian, but South Indian, Bengali, whatever, different. But also some Italian, different kinds, and all different kinds of. So, like that, Prabhupada had to even teach us, that no one else to teach it, teach us how to do the Vyasa Puja, how to do the Pushpanjali, how to do the homages. And it's nice that. This afternoon, everybody. I don't know who makes the list of who makes the offerings. Srila Prabhupada, he brought the Krishna consciousness movement to the West. He was a living representative of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And this way he inspired people all over the world, you can see in his teachings. He also wanted us to travel and spread that movement around the world. Prabhupada said he built the structure of the house, but he needed his followers to fill it in, just like you have the concrete skeleton of a multi-story building or a steel structure, whichever. But then he had to put in the windows and the walls and the partitions and the electricity and the plumbing and so many other things. So Prabhupada, he has said that he made half the house. He made it into the structure of the house. But he wanted his followers to fill it in. Prabhupada, one time in Mayapur, he was telling us that after his spiritual master leaves, many times the disciples fight with each other, and in this way they start selling off the properties, and things start to decrease in their situation. So when he was asking us, he said that after I leave, I want you to maintain Mayapur, so that you can at least maintain it and maintain ISKCON and the temples, and I'll be happy. But if you can actually increase it, then obviously I'll be even more happy. So Prabhupada established 108 temples in ISKCON in 1977. But then by 1986, the quincentennial of Lord Chaitanya, there was around 215 temples. And then by 1996, there was the Prabhupada centennial. That time we had around 350 temples. And today, I don't know, somewhere between 400 and 500 we have. I don't know the exact number. And we also have over 2,000 Namhattas and Bhakti Riksha groups around the world, counselor groups. That reported, we'd only get a small percentage of the temples reporting, but 2,000 reported. So the but maybe many more also. So like that, the Krishna conscious movement is spreading more and more. At the same time, we had to maintain the temples that we have and expand. So it's a nice offering Sikhi Mahiti made on behalf of the devotees here to expand the new Panihati Dham influence. In some places they have many temples in one city. In Delhi they have 5 or 6 temples. The big one in Satnagar, then they have one in Noida, and one in Punjabi Bagh. And like that they have, I don't remember all the names, but they have in Faridpur now, Faridabad, and also one in Panchashil. So like this they're having many different centers around the city. This is a big city, 10 million plus, something like that. The Prabhupada told us in Calcutta we could have 10 temples. So I don't know, what's the population of Manta?
5 to 6 million.
In Lima, Peru, we have about 6 million people and they have 3 temples. Chosica, Wilson, and Miraflores. So like that, how the community will increase. Seems like everybody yesterday after the festival they left and nobody did the cleanup. Yet. So we need to do some cleanup. But my first presence here in Jamastani and Rutanu Panihati Dham. When was Radha Shamsundar installed in Alachua? That was Radhastami or Janmastami? I was there. I was one of the installers. I think so.
Rio!
So, usually I go different places for Janmastami now, because now I always go spend Radhastami in Mayapur. But before I was here in Radhastami and we installed Radha Madan Mohan 21 years ago on Radhastami and then on Lachua. But now I go Radhastami Mayapur and Janmastami I go different places. That's what Malabhadra Prabhu told me last night in 1986. So, you ready for me over there? Someone else would like to speak a few words? Jagajivan Prabhu?
Sadhguru Maharaj ki.